Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Democrats in Sacramento joined forces with the bipartisan group California Forward yesterday to introduce a set of major reforms. The headliner, putting an end to monumental budget battles in the legislature by switching to a majority vote instead of the two-thirds requirement now in place. Some other ideas: no budget by June 25th means no paycheck for lawmakers. Proposed programs that cost more than $25 million would have to come with a game plan for funding. And there'd be a limit on how many bills each lawmaker can introduce. Assemblyman Mike Feuer of Los Angeles.
It calls on us to have a very conspicuous process of setting top priorities, to reduce the number of bills we do every year so we have more time for the oversight we need to accomplish and so we can focus more on the most important issues.
Voters would have to ratify some proposals in November. Lawmakers can move on other bits themselves. But doing away with the two-thirds requirement would mean doing away with the need to win Republicans over to pass a budget. And it would take a two-thirds vote to change the state constitution first. Assembly Republican Martin Garrick of Solana Beach pronounced that particular proposal dead on arrival. But the one capping lawmaker bill output might get some bipartisan traction. Hearings on the reforms are expected to begin in the next few weeks. California Republicans gather in Santa Clara this weekend for their semi-annual state convention. It's their last meeting before the June primary, when Republicans decide on who they'll run for governor against Jerry Brown. KPCC's Frank Stoltz has more.
Like the national GOP, Republicans in California are looking for a message that will stick with voters.
You're in kind of this wilderness phase where you're trying to figure out, how do you put it back together? How do you create a new coherent message for your party that's going to win you back the majority? And frankly, this primary is part of that process.
John Fleischman is the party's Southern California vice chair and author of a popular conservative blog. He says an unusually large number of party activists are undecided in the governor's race, largely because they feel burned by Governor Schwarzenegger's decision to raise taxes to help balance the budget.
And so I think everybody's looking to try to figure out who's the authentic fiscal conservative in the race, and I think this convention will provide a showcase for them to be able to do that.
In recent polls, former eBay chief Meg Whitman has led state insurance commissioner and former Silicon Valley executive Steve Poizner by 30 points in the race for the GOP nomination. Analysts say that's because Whitman's already spent millions on radio and TV advertising. Both are on the air now in what's expected to be the most expensive gubernatorial primary ever.
We know spending has been out of control in Sacramento, but how out of control?
Meg Whitman puts the issues in perspective.
Here's what big spending looks like. Since 2004,
California's in trouble. I'm Steve Poizner. We spend too much and we tax too much. Sacramento's solution? Spend more and raise taxes. It's a vicious cycle driving.
At the convention, the two candidates will address delegates separately. Whitman refused to debate at an event dominated by conservatives who might favor Poizner. Instead, they'll face off Monday in a debate in Orange County. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who's expected to make another run for president, addresses the convention, as do GOP candidates for state attorney general and U.S. Senate. Members of a growing political movement dedicated to smaller government also plan to rally during the convention.
There will be a lot of Tea Party activists attending the California Republican Party convention this weekend, yes.
24-year-old Ashley Ingram of the San Fernando Valley is a Tea Party activist and a member of the Young Republicans Federation.
I hope to bring some of the energy of the Tea Party over to our side.
Orange County Assemblyman Chuck DeVore hopes to tap into some of that energy this weekend in his bid for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. DeVore is a staunch conservative who's railed not just against President Obama, but also former President George W. Bush for the bank bailout. The 47-year-old Desert Storm war veteran is running a distant third behind former Congressman Tom Campbell and ex-Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina. Also on tap this weekend, Republicans seek to introduce a new face.
I grew up poor. I grew up with 10 people living in a three-bedroom trailer. We didn't have a lot of food to eat at times. We'd have to eat mayonnaise sandwiches, syrup sandwiches.
Damon Dunn is a 33-year-old candidate for Secretary of State. He is a former professional football player turned Irvine businessman and a rare African-American GOP candidate. One person who won't be at the convention, California's top Republican. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who once declared the party is dying at the ballot box, will skip this weekend's gathering because of an unnamed prior commitment. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
Pinnacles National Monument in the rugged hills 100 miles southeast of San Francisco is home to a few dozen endangered California condors, as well as a long-term project to restore the population to self-sustaining levels. The giant birds have struggled in modern times. They've been shot, killed by power lines, and poisoned by lead bullets and animal carcasses. But for the first time in a century, a pair of condors at Pinnacles has produced an egg. We wondered what the happy parents might have sounded like as they made history. Rather than disturb the expectant couple, we sent intern John Becker out to put the question to a few San Francisco visitors.
Hi, I'm Dana from San Francisco, and this is a condor laying an egg.
This is Sir Chancellor Lamar Hill from Los Angeles, California, and my impersonation of a condor is like this, okay? Here we go.
Peter Gibson, I'm from Concord. This is my condor noise.
Hi, my name is Mike. I'm from Chicago. And here is a condor laying an egg. That's all I got, man. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
How close did our condor callers get? Here's a hint from Carl Brenner, Chief of Education for the National Park Service at Pinnacles.
They don't have a voice box like you'd think of as a human having, or songbirds that have a call and a song. Condors don't have that ability, so the noises they make are gurgles or hisses. They demonstrate their feelings and desires more through body posture and interactions.
Naturally, we'll give the condors the last word. That's the California Report for Friday, March 12th, the production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with help from Paul Lancour, Howard Gelman, and Seal Muller. Nina Thorson directed the show. Our interns are Caitlin Esch, Jennifer Bidas, Tracy Sharman, Julia Simon, and Kelly Mahan. Dan Brecky is our editor, with help this week from Jill Silvestri. Gabriel Cohn is our online editor. The producer is Victoria Malione. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, sponsor of CalQualityCare.org, a new online guide to long-term care in California. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URSCorp.com.